You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. Oh, man, the news just keeps getting worse for Samsung. After last week's global recall of its flagship Galaxy Note 7 smartphone, today, U.S. safety regulators are telling owners of that phone to shut it down immediately and stop charging it because the phone's lithium-ion batteries can catch fire or explode. The Federal Aviation Administration doesn't want the phones on flights or in baggage. All of that wiped out about $10 billion of Samsung's value. And amidst all of that, along comes rival Apple with, as you heard, the big iPhone 7 launch. And industry analysts say the rivalry is not unrelated to Samsung's battery issues. Marketplace's Amy Scott has more.
Things had been going pretty well for Samsung.
You couldn't have asked for a worse time, right?
Analyst Will Stefega with IDC says Samsung had been gaining some ground against Apple. The Galaxy Note 7, with its note-taking features and iris scanner, began selling August 19th.
The device was very well received, and they were looking to shore up their position against the upcoming Apple iPhone 7 release.
Then batteries started exploding, and last week, Samsung recalled all of the 2.5 million phones it had shipped. The estimated cost, as much as $1 billion. Pradeep Chintagunta is a professor of marketing at the University of Chicago. He says more stress testing would have revealed those problems before the launch.
Sometimes when you're in a hurry to launch these new products, you end up in a situation where you haven't perhaps tested the product as much as you should have.
But Neil Mostyn with Strategy Analytics in London doesn't expect device makers to heed this warning. The competition for more, better, faster is too fierce.
There are about 1,000 brands competing in the smartphone environment worldwide. So I think it's likely that the pace of delivery for new models is only going to get quicker, not slower.
If Samsung fixes its battery problem and makes customers whole, analysts say the company is likely to move past this fairly quickly. Meanwhile, it's got another headache, trying to recover nearly $40 million worth of TVs and appliances stranded at sea after the bankruptcy of Hanjin Shipping. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.